Since 1995, my 15 years in business, I must have reviewed over 5,000 websites, and 95% of them or more were leaving money on the table, sometimes a lot of it. And when I say leaving money on the table, I mean either because the owner of the website was spending money to little or no effect, or because the website was failing to bring in the kind of responses and the kind of revenue that it should have been. Now, sometimes in these situations, the website owner had come to me and said that they knew they had a problem and asked me to audit the site to find out what the problem might be. But often they had no idea of what some of the real problems were. And some of the problems caused other problems with a kind of knock-on effect, as we say in the UK. And so I started thinking about this in some depth, and I came up with this concept of the leaky boat website. Because imagine a beautifully appointed, a beautifully designed yacht, a yacht that looks great on the surface of the water, and it's got superb lines, gleaming decks, beautiful galley, maybe some sails. But this yacht is having real trouble getting out of the harbour, and nobody can figure out why. Until you look underneath the surface of the boat and you find out that your beautiful boat has a number of slow, very quiet, insidious leaks. None of them are big enough to sink your boat all on their own, so there's no obvious immediate crisis going on, but together they produce a constant drain on your efficiency and on your speed. I've been reviewing these websites for over 10 years, and what I see in a lot of websites is something very analogous to this leaky boat, that a lot of times the problems that a website has and the reason that it's not making the kind of money and getting the kind of response that it should is because it's got slow, sometimes hard to find problems. It hasn't got that immediate crisis that would completely alert you that something was wrong. And often the websites do look absolutely wonderful from the outside, which is why a lot of times, you know, people as a consultant will ask me, oh, Filippo, you know, could you just take a quick look at my website, tell me what you think? And my answer to that when they say, could you take a quick look at my website and tell me what you think, is almost always no, because I can tell you it looks beautiful, but I can't tell you what's really going on inside unless I take a really good look inside the traffic reports, which is a whole different thing. And maybe if we did that, we'd find some of these leaks that we can't see on the surface. So how can you tell if your website is leaking, and what are some of the most common leaks, and how do you fix them?